This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Italy ordered a virtual lockdown across much of its wealthy north on Sunday in a drastic new attempt to try to contain a rapidly growing outbreak of coronavirus. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Italy has never experienced anything like the emergency restrictions approved overnight and which are effective from Sunday. The wealthy region of Lombardy and 14 other provinces in the nearby regions of Emilia-Romagna, Veneto and Piedmont have been locked down in efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. This will affect busy cities like Milan, Venice, Parma and Modena, as well as others. The Prime Minister said the new measures will be enforced by police. More than 16 million people living in Italy's northern areas will be impacted. No church services will be held, including funerals and weddings. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
Elsewhere, Egypt is rushing to protect its important tourism sector and reassuring travelers it is safe to visit after an outbreak of the coronavirus on a cruise ship on the Nile. Nearly a third of the quarantine passengers have tested positive for the virus. Khaled Al-Anani is Egypt's tourist minister.
I hope it will not affect because it's very localized in one ship, and this ship is completely isolated now, and the people who showed negative results will be moving to their country starting from today.
This Swedish tourist visiting temples in Luxor says she isn't deterred by the outbreak.
The outbreak of corona has not changed us going, but how we act here about interacting with people, touching surfaces, washing hands.
Many travel experts worry this outbreak could deal another blow to Egypt's tourist ministry. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week, only to discover that their homes have been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. International Women's Day was marred by violence in Kyrgyzstan, where marchers were attacked by masked men. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The outbreak of corona has not changed us going, but
I just wanted you guys to know I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States. I believe in Joe. I really believe in him, and I have known him for a long time. One of the things that we need right now is we need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
That is Senator Kamala Harris as she announces her endorsement of U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Mr. Biden is campaigning in Mississippi today. Harris plans to campaign with him on Monday in Michigan. The world-famous Iditarod sled dog race is underway in Alaska. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Interest in the world's most famous sled dog race has waned in part because of smaller cash prizes and animal rights activists pressuring sponsors to drop out. Iditarod officials are looking to breathe new life into the competition, joining a global sled dog racing series on TV and a GPS tracking platform that they hope appeals to fans. They're also adding a betting element and plan to create some type of fantasy application. The Iditarod is nearly 1,000 miles of unforgiving terrain. The winner crosses about 10 or 11 days after the start. I'm Julie Walker.
And repeating our top stories, Italy ordered a virtual lockdown across much of its wealthy north on Sunday in a drastic new attempt to try to contain a rapidly growing outbreak of coronavirus. The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned to find their homes have been destroyed. This is VOA News.